This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Throws it inside, deflected from Williams, and that's it. It's over. Oklahoma City rebounds from a 42-point loss and takes a commanding 3-1 lead in this Western Conference final.
It's over. Not officially over yet, but that was the final call of Game 4. OKC in Minnesota. It is effectively over. That series is not going to extend past 5 games, more likely than not. Oklahoma City is a buzzsaw. Minnesota had their game in Game 3, had an opportunity last night, and completely ended up squandering it in the end. Welcome into the Kevin Sheehan Show. No Kevin this entire week. You get me today, Linnell tomorrow, and then yours truly the rest of the week on Thursday and Friday. I woke up this morning and caught up on this game. I did not stay up. I wake up at 4:30. I'm just not staying up till midnight to watch a basketball game. But I woke up this morning and watching it. You know, I had this theory entering this NBA postseason that Anthony Edwards, this was his time to shine. This was going to be the postseason where the Ant-Man becomes the face of the league. From that conversation that really dominated a boring season in the early portions of it, because LeBron said he didn't want to be the face of the league anymore at 40 years old. And then Steph and Kevin Durant aren't the face of the league at 40 years old. So the question was, who is? It's not Jokic, because Jokic doesn't want to be here half the time. He just wants to be chilling in Serbia with his horses. Everyone thought Anthony Edwards was going to be the guy that stepped up, carried the flag for the NBA. And after watching last night, after watching this entire postseason, he is very clearly not the face of the NBA. It is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander that, for the next couple of years at least, is going to be the face of the NBA. SGA was sensational yesterday. He was a rebound shy of a triple-double. Should have channeled his Angel Reese a little bit there, get one extra rebound off one of his own misses. Would have had a triple-double. But SGA has been fantastic for all but one game, and that one game was Game 3 of this series, and then he responded with 40-10-9. I know he's a Canadian. Maybe that bothers some of you. I have to be honest. I don't really want a Canadian being the face of the league. Personally, I want an American. I'm not very patriotic all the time, but that's one of the things where I will plant the flag on and say I would like an American to be the face of the league. So I was rooting for Anthony Edwards. We've been spoiled with LeBron and Durant and Steph, And now with this international wave of superstars, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Giannis and Jokic, I mean, the best like four or five players in this league are no longer American. That makes me very worried for what the 2028 Olympics are going to look like, but that is neither here nor there. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander performs in the big moments. His personality is kind of what holds him back, I think, a lot of, in these conversations. I won't even say it's because he plays in Oklahoma City, because he's on commercials. He has billboards. He does like underwear shoots. That doesn't appeal to me. Maybe it appeals to you. But he's put in the spotlight to where you can see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but he's not nearly as funny, at least on social media, as a guy like Anthony Edwards. So maybe that holds him back a little bit from being the face of the league. When LeBron was at his peak, LeBron was everywhere. You could not go on the internet. You could not turn on any sort of sports-related television show that had any semblance of the NBA on it and not see LeBron James. You don't see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander all the time, but you should, because he's a consistent player. He's the MVP of the league. I mean, really, it is a tragedy, I think, more than anything, that the companies that are in business with the NBA, particularly a four-letter company, that they do a disservice, a massive disservice, to not promote one of the youngest guys in the league, in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, not promote the guy that won their MVP. They'd rather talk about the Lakers offseason. They'd rather talk about what's Kevin Durant going to do this offseason. Like, their topics of discussion are very poor when it comes to actually lifting the games up. So I would like to see them get significantly better at that, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is him. Anthony Edwards did not play well last night, and that was a game where I thought he really had to play well last night. And I think you can almost extend his slight shortcomings to the series prior as well. Minnesota taking on Golden State without Steph Curry, that should have been a very, very easy series. It should have been Anthony Edwards dominating that series, and he didn't play poorly. But I didn't walk away from that series thinking, wow, how great was Anthony Edwards? I walked away from that series, at least in the final games, being like, man, Julius Randle, welcome back to the party, my friend. People don't know. I was a big Julius Randle guy coming out of high school. You wouldn't know that because I was like in college when that happened and I was a virtual nobody. But I was a big Julius Randle guy when he was coming out of high school because he was in that same group of Jabari Parker and Andrew Wiggins. And Andrew Wiggins and Jabari Parker were the clear number one and number two. So because I wanted to be a little bit against the grain, I decided that I was going to be a Julius Randle fan. And then Julius Randle took Kentucky as like an 8 or a 9 seed to the NCAA tournament final before losing to Shabazz Napier. Good times all around. But I've been a Julius Randle guy for almost a decade now. Ages me a little bit, but almost a decade. I thought he was going to play way better. He stunk last night. I mean, that guy, he did play. I'm seeing highlights of him on my television screen. He did play. He was, in fact, in the game. He did not play well. That guy had 5 points. Anthony Edwards had 16 points. How do you expect to beat this well-oiled machine that is Oklahoma City if your two superstars can't do a damn thing? And I know Anthony Edwards is facing all kinds of different defensive matchups, but like, so? I don't care.
It's the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a play. Like, you got to go out there and be great. If you're going to be the face of the league, if they're going to throw Baldy Alex Caruso at you, sick, go dominate him. If they're going to throw Lu Dort at you, sick, go dominate him. That's why we loved him last year, because he was a killer. We thought this was like the second coming, partially tongue-in-cheek here to all the old heads here, don't get mad at me. We thought he was like the second coming of one Michael Jordan. We're like, hey, is Michael Jordan actually his father? Like, we don't know what's going
Listen,
on here.
Listen, the side-by-side, you
saw some similarities. You watch the way they play, you see some similarities. I mean, that could just be like a studying thing. Anthony Edwards studying Michael Jordan's game. But that killer mentality, I mean, I haven't seen that killer mentality from Anthony Edwards. Certainly not in this series. Like, maybe in the first round of the playoffs, you saw it a little bit. In games against Golden State, you saw it. But against Oklahoma City, where is the killer? Where is the dog? The dog's in a cage. I ain't see him. I don't see him at all. And I need him to be significantly better if we're going to call this dude the face of the league. He had 2 shots in the first half. Like, you understand what you're going up against in this juggernaut that is OKC, potentially being down 3-1 and then going back to Oklahoma City, who is that Oklahoma City fan base, partially because there's not a whole lot to do in Oklahoma this time of year. But they are a ravenous bunch. They pack the gills of that arena. They are loud. They be wearing their blue. Sometimes they be wearing their white if they're doing a little bit of the whiteout situation going on there. But you don't want to go back in there down 3-1. And that guy took one shot in the first quarter, one shot in the second quarter. As a superstar, you can't have that. You can't have that. You got to be significantly better than that if you are going to be deemed the face of the league. And this is what's going to happen to him this offseason. It happens to just about everybody. So this is just kind of the normal like pits and falls of being a really great player in this league. But we as an NBA fan base had lifted you up and set some expectations for you. Because you have now fallen short and will fall short of those expectations, it is now looked at as a slight to us, the NBA fans, and people are going to start to turn on Anthony Edwards. It has happened many a times before. It will happen many a times moving forward. There's a certain like path that you have to take when it comes to winning championships. And then once you deviate from that path, we no longer like you anymore, and we're going to tear you down. We're doing that with Patrick Mahomes in the NFL. Everybody loved Patrick Mahomes because he beat Tom Brady. Well, he didn't beat Tom Brady, but he started to be the next Tom Brady, and then he was like too close to that Tom Brady. Now we don't like him anymore. His family didn't help with that, but now we don't like him anymore. Anthony Edwards is getting something very similar. He took down his idol last year in Kevin Durant. You know, he took down the Warriors this year, took down the Lakers this year. You're like, all right, here we go. Grim Reaper Anthony Edwards. But now he can't take down Oklahoma City. And you're like, I don't know. You know, is he really that good? Like, I don't know. Where's that killer? Where's that dog? Can't find it. They just have to be significantly better if they want to even make this a game six, make it to a game six. I don't think they will. The Thunder are massive favorites in game number five. We got that line already for all my degens, my gamblers out there. That's already 8.5. I can't believe I'm going to say this, Max. The words that are about to come out of my mouth don't even feel like they're real.
Uh-oh.
Minnesota misses Karl Anthony Towns. Getting rid of him might have been a mistake. Karl Anthony Towns was really good in game number three for Indiana. Now, I am a leader of the pack when it comes to anti-Karl Anthony Towns. Don't like him. Hate watch him. It's not because of the flamboyance. I don't really care about that. Doesn't bother me at all. It's because I don't like the way that he plays. I think he should be way better. I do not like it. Minnesota needs a Karl Anthony Towns because Julius Randle's not a legit number two in the year of our Lord 2025. I don't even know if Karl Anthony Towns is a legit number two in the year of our Lord 2025, especially going up against this Oklahoma City team. I don't know that he would body Chet Holmgren the way that I think a guy should body Chet Holmgren given the size discrepancy, but that is neither here nor there. They need a legitimate second option that is not Jaden McDaniels, that is not Nikhil Alexander Walker. I almost didn't believe Jaden McDaniels was a real person at one point this year in the NBA. I thought it was just that one dude that's a Ravens fan that trolled us on social media for a little bit because he didn't know who Jaden Daniels was.
Mm-hmm.
They started saying Jaden McDaniels on television, and I was like, am I tripping off of something? I had THC lemonade last week. Am I tripping off the THC lemonade? Like, what's still going on over here? Apparently, Jaden McDaniels is, in fact, a real person. If he's your number two scorer, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Nikhil Alexander Walker off the bench at 23 last night. If he's your number one scorer, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Dante. Yo, repping for us. You're in trouble. Like, I don't want... If Dante DiVincenzo was the one that is taking late-game shots, which he was yesterday in game number four, what is the point of even playing? Can we just speed this thing up? And I understand, like, it was a close game. It was a two-point game. I get that. Sometimes you just know, man. When is Dante being the one that's taking your closing shots? When is Nikhil Alexander Walker that you're relying on for a bucket late? I don't care what the score is. Sometimes you just know. That's a hooper's dream right there. By the way, I do just want to address something before I get to a nice what do you got. I don't love the idea of calling Shai Gilgeous-Alexander a foul merchant. I think that's lazy. I think that's a lazy take from people on television that just want to find a way to knock Shai Gilgeous-Alexander because outside of the foul merchant thing, the guy's like almost a perfect point guard. He gives effort on defense. Not a great defender, but he gives effort on defense. He's not like some of the other guys that we have seen who have won MVPs and just completely take off when it comes to the defensive side. Pretty decent rebounder, gives effort. That's all you need on rebounding. Rebounding is literally just the most effort-based statistic that you are going to find in basketball. Gives effort on rebounds, great vision, and obviously he can score with the best of them, but he's not just shooting 1,001 three-pointers. He did shoot 7 last night, but he's not shooting 1,001 three-pointers. You get to the free throw line when you go to the basket. That is just a general rule of thumb in NBA basketball. You get to the free throw line when you go to the basket. If you want more free throws, go closer to the basket where there are more bodies and you're more likely to get hit and the refs are more likely to call that. If you're shooting 8,000 three-pointers, you're just like you're not getting fouled that often out there. So I like what he does. I don't think he's a free throw merchant at all. I don't even know what that means sometimes. I think that's such a lazy trigger word almost. It triggers me. Maybe it doesn't trigger you. It triggers me. I hate when people call other people free throw merchants. I didn't like it when they did it with James Harden, even though Harden's lifestyle was a little bit more annoying than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. If you go close to the basket, you are going to get free throws. I'm going to make a local tie to this real quick before I get to a what do you got. Oklahoma City and watching them work should inspire Wizards fans because there is not a number one overall pick on that roster. I know we're reaching at the bottom of the barrel. I'm still furious that our Washington Wizards did not get the savior Cooper Flagg. Furious about that. The NBA rigged. They hooked up Dallas because Dallas sent Luka's ass, James Gordon looking old boy, to Los Angeles. They hooked Dallas up. Don't like it at all. I'm furious Cooper Flagg is not coming here. It is optimistic to me that you can still rebuild and build a great championship team without just relying on a bunch of number one overall picks. I mean, Chet Holmgren was a number two overall pick. The other guys were lottery picks, most of them, but they were not number one overall picks. Maybe the next Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who they actually didn't draft. He was a part of that Paul George trade to get Paul George and Kawhi to the Los Angeles Clippers. By far the worst trade in NBA history at this point because the Clippers have stunk. Paul George doesn't even play there anymore, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is about to win a championship and MVP for a small market Oklahoma City Thunder. But it does make me optimistic that the Wizards can utilize that sixth overall pick. I think Bob Carrington was great this year. I think some of the guys that they drafted this year were really good. Sar was good at points this year. Bub, I thought, was the best of the bunch. But even Kyshawn George, I liked watching him this year. So it does make me optimistic that with smart leadership, the Wizards could eventually, maybe, hopefully, get to even just a fraction of where Oklahoma City is. I'll take 50 wins. I'm not asking for a championship right away, Max. I just want 50 wins. The Commanders just got more than 10 wins for the first time in my lifetime this past season. I think it's possible that in the next three or four, the Wizards could come away with 50 wins. I feel like I'm not asking too much when I ask that. But if you're a Wizards fan, a diehard, if you're still out there somewhere, you should at least be somewhat optimistic about that. All right, before we get on to the biggest WNBA story, maybe the biggest story, period, right now in sports, Max, hit me with a quick, what do you got? All right, so I was big lax guy over the weekend. I was doing some lacrosse coverage for SiriusXM, college lacrosse, national championships over Memorial Day weekend. Maryland was excellent on Saturday.
You were getting the 106.7 fam in the mix, too.
I was getting
Big Strobes.
I was getting little Ben Strober in there, too. He did a great job, by the way, covering Maryland lacrosse this season. And he did a great job with me yesterday, so I was happy to have Ben on. But I was covering lacrosse. Loved what Maryland did against Syracuse on Saturday. You know, Terps in action. The Terps have been... They're frequent when it comes to championship weekend. They're frequent when it comes to playing in the national championship. Unfortunately, the frequency stops there because they are not frequently winning the national championship. They ran into a buzzsaw yesterday with Cornell and arguably one of the best college lacrosse players in the history of the sport.
It's incredible.
And a guy named CJ Kearse. Do you like this guy? You locked in?
So I tapped in yesterday because it's the Natty, and I knew I had a feeling we were going to talk about it, and I knew you were doing the show yesterday. And Ben has been, he's been talking about Maryland lacrosse since he started. But he covers the team, does play-by-play and all that for them every now and again. So I don't blame him. But yeah, I was watching a little bit yesterday, and it was kind of my lay down, turn the lights off, nap time. But yeah, CJ Kearse scored four in a row, and then I was like, okay, I think I can shut my eyes now.
As soon as he scored the first one, you're like, uh-oh, this is going to be tough for Maryland.
Yeah.
Because CJ Kearse didn't score a single goal against Penn State. Cornell's still able to win it. That guy had scored, by the way, 76 goals prior to Saturday. 76, not in his career in the season. He didn't score a single one against Penn State. Took him a while to score against Maryland, and then as soon as he scored against Maryland, I was like, uh-oh, this is not good. The biggest Achilles heel for John Tillman, who's been a sensational coach in college lacrosse for almost two decades now, the biggest Achilles heel for him is that the preparation time is not in his favor. He loves a good week-long preparation. You know, get all the bells and whistles ready, dot the I's, cross the T's, find ways to leverage matchups that benefit Maryland, and he's done such a good job of that, again, for almost 20 years now as the head coach of Maryland lacrosse. But with a day and a half to prepare for Cornell and last year a day and a half to prepare for Notre Dame. And you can go on and on and on. They've been to 9 championships with him. He's won 2 of them. You'll take 2 championships, but you'd like a lot more than 2 if you go 9 appearances. They just always fall short. And once CJ Kearse got it going, they just couldn't stop him. That dude scored 6 goals in the national championship game. That's 82 on the year. That's tied for the most ever. The game itself was great. I mean, Logan McNaney, who is Maryland's goalie, one of the best, if not the best, in the history of college lacrosse. He had started 4 full seasons, Max. I don't know if you knew this. Started 4 full seasons. He played a national championship every single time.
Damn.
I mean, that's an insane track record to have as a guy between the pipes. He had entered the game with like a 70% save percentage, which, if you know anything about lacrosse, that is gargantuan.
It's ridiculous.
Like,
good.
Great goalies have like a 54% save percentage. This dude walked in there with a 70, and I was like, I can't wait to see this great defense versus great offense. But as it generally tends to go, great offense always beats great defense. I'm sorry, I know, old heads. Defense wins championships, certainly not in lacrosse. Great offense is always going to beat great defense. All right, when we get back, I want to get into the biggest storyline of the WNBA. We do have a poll question on our Twitter page right now, and this is very important. I know it's May, but it's an important subject. Is lemonade a juice? I want you to go vote on that poll question. We're going to take some of your calls on this controversial topic in about 40 minutes. Is lemonade a juice? It's going to be a debate between myself, Max, video producer Brian's jumping in on this. So I want everybody to go vote on that poll question. Is lemonade a juice? At Team 980. It's on my Twitter as well, at The Denton Day. That conversation in 40 minutes. But coming up next, I hope you didn't buy a ticket to the Fever Mystics game tomorrow with the intention of seeing Caitlin Clark. If you did, I'll tell you why you're out of luck next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in on the Team 980.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're hoping for a changing of the name, I have bad news for you. I'll share that with you in 15 minutes. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980. Twitter at the Denton Day. We have a poll question up on the Team 980's Twitter page that I need everybody to stop what you're doing and go and listen to, or go and answer, rather. Is lemonade a juice? It's a debate that's been raging inside my head. We're going to take it to the airwaves in about 30 minutes here on the show. We'll take your phone calls on it if you're passionate about it. Just go to the Twitter page, Team 980, and vote for that. If you bought tickets to see the Mystics play Caitlin Clark in Baltimore tomorrow, I have terrible news for you. You probably missed this because it flew very much under the radar this weekend in what was a busy weekend in sports, but also not in sports because, you know, you're honoring those that had lost their lives saving this country and honoring this country. Caitlin Clark is going to miss at least 2 weeks for the Indiana Fever. And this one came like a good RKO out of nowhere. I didn't see this one at all. I was watching a little bit of the Fever Liberty over the weekend prior to this injury, and I didn't see any situation with Caitlin Clark. She looked perfectly healthy. There were some officiating issues at the end of that game, which this is basketball. There are going to be officiating issues at the end of games. But there was no point where I looked at Caitlin Clark and said, oh, she's hobbling. There was no point where you could see maybe something in the quad. It's a strained quad. There was no point where you could see maybe something pop, her kind of grimace and hold the quad. There was none of that. So on Sunday or Monday, whatever the day ended up actually being, you got the news on Twitter that she's going to be gone for a little bit. You're like, oh no. Those injuries that you don't see sometimes are often the scariest. But it's significantly more scary for the WNBA than it is for us, right? Caitlin Clark is the biggest needle mover in sports right now. NFL is taking a little bit of time off. Once the NFL comes back in, the NFL dominates everything. Understood. But outside of the NFL, in terms of a singular person, there is no greater draw in sports right now than Caitlin Clark. The WNBA has learned that tenfold. She has made that league an awful lot of money. She's not the only star player in that league, but she is certainly the one that has become the cash cow. In fact, it is a little ironic because the Caitlin Clark news dropped, at least I saw it, literally about 4 minutes after I had just been reading a report that said Caitlin Clark might be worth $1 billion to the WNBA and to the city of Indiana in the 2025 season. Like, she might be drawing or moving that kind of money with ticket prices, with television ratings that will increase advertising ratings, with just advertisers wanting to be a part of the Caitlin Clark effect in the WNBA, all of these different revenue streams that are going to get pumped into both the WNBA and the Indiana Fever, and then her pocket as well. I read something that said she could be moving $1 billion worth of stuff in 2025, and then you see this news that she is going to be out for at least 2 weeks, and that's more of an if. Like, you hope it's only 2 weeks, but as tends to be the case with injuries that are non-contact and more, you know, muscular related, you end up finding yourself in a little bit of trouble. Something doesn't heal the way that you want to. It's more with hamstrings, I think, than it is with quads, but it is worth at least pointing out that one of the main issues that stole a great superstar run potentially from Kawhi Leonard was a quad injury. Like, they're very, very odd at times. And if you're the WNBA, you're like, dude, why our biggest player, our biggest draw is now going to be out for 2 weeks? How are we going to survive when it comes to staying in the mainstream of things, constantly being a topic of discussion in what is a point of the year where the WNBA should be, for all intensive purposes, at least with Caitlin Clark, dominating news cycles? Because the fact of the matter is, nationally, people don't really mess with baseball the way that they used to. And there's not a lot of massive national storylines outside of maybe some stuff with the Yankees and the Dodgers. But if you don't like those teams, you're not paying attention to those things. Now, we're Nats fans here in this part of town, so we've been paying attention to the Nats. But they don't move it the way that Caitlin Clark moves it. She is the biggest headline. The NBA Finals. Caitlin Clark's a bigger headline than the NBA Finals in most instances. Like, maybe in New York, because the Knicks are involved, they care a little bit more about the Eastern Conference Finals than they do Caitlin Clark. But in every other market, like right now, if I were to poll everyone listening to the show, whether you're watching on YouTube, you're listening in your car, maybe you're listening on the Always Free and Live Odyssey app, if I'm going to poll everybody, odds are a lot more do you care about Caitlin Clark than you do the Eastern Conference Finals or the Western Conference Finals. There's a good subject to you that said, Denton, I'm so glad you're not talking about OKC and Minnesota anymore. I'd much rather hear about the health and the future of Caitlin Clark. She just has that kind of impact when it comes to moving the needle in sports at the moment. And now she is going to be gone. The Angel Reese Caitlin Clark dynamic, as toxic as it has tended to get in conversation, because people, for whatever reason, don't know how to handle these sorts of conversations, but that creates eyes on the WNBA. It puts attention on the WNBA, and for at least the next 2 weeks, they are going to have to figure out ways where they can get attention on them without her. How much can, or they're just going to try, and maybe this isn't the worst idea in the world, they're just going to try and stretch her as much as you possibly can without her actually stepping onto the floor. How can they concoct and navigate and create storylines involving Caitlin Clark that will make you interested in the WNBA without Caitlin Clark actually playing? The NBA has done a really good job of that over the years, by the way. I think much more people are interested in the NBA for the drama element of it than they are for the actual basketball game element of it. Everyone cared when Luka got traded. I don't know who cared about Luka debuting for the Los Angeles Lakers. That's partially because ESPN and the Lakers butchered that royally, and they readjusted schedules, and then Luka didn't debut, and people were angry, and it was this whole big thing. But that aside, like, the drama is what really takes a sport in the WNBA that is trying to find its footing and take it to the next level. Maybe, just maybe, throwing out something here, Max, spitballing. I mean, Angel Reese has said on multiple occasions that Caitlin Clark is not the only reason that people watch the WNBA, that people watch for her too. Well, this would be a very good time for her to showcase that.
It would, but I don't know how many WNBA fans are interested in watching a layup hit the rim, hit her hands, hit the rim again, hit her hands, hit the rim again, and then get kicked back out for a three to whoever.
Not great.
Not the best.
Not the best in the world. No, certainly not. You know what's crazy? So I was looking, and I'm in this part. I don't hate Angel Reese. Like, some of the stuff is, it does feel very hateful towards Angel
sure,
Reese.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm not trying to channel my inner Twitter milkman with old Bobby Three Sticks when I'm deciphering what is hate and what's not hate. I'm not trying to do that. But it does feel like there are some people that disproportionately dislike Angel Reese for things that might not be basketball related. Just an observation
sure
that I have had.
Absolutely.
So because of that, sometimes I like kind of want to stick up for her. I know, I mean, she's like kind of from the area. You know, it is one of those weird things where she's definitely more Baltimore, but because there are not a lot of WNBA players from the area, that we just decide that in the DMV, she's also kind of part of us, I guess, because she was technically at Maryland for like a year or two. So she decides, or we have decided, that we are going to rep Angel Reese. it's really hard to stick up for her when you look at some of the stats, man.
It really is.
It's like really, really hard, because if you want to call her just like a missed layup and rebound merchant,
you wouldn't be wrong.
You're not wrong. I mean, I was looking. She is, for a career, now it's early in her career, but for a career, she is shooting 38% from the floor. That's atrocious. Not even considering the fact that all of her shots are coming from within like 4 feet of the rim, but shooting 38% from the field is somebody that's supposed to be a superstar.
It's tough.
That is not good at all. And it's very difficult to make up for, be like, no, actually, I think she's getting a bad rap. She's not.
There's a lot of Linnell mainly, but a lot of people.
It's like all Linnell.
Well, yeah. But the reason I mentioned Linnell's name is because a lot of people last year weren't too thrilled with the fact that the Mystics passed on Angel Reese.
To be fair, I was one of those. I would have liked to see Angel Reese here.
But you know who they got in this year's draft? Who's having a much better season than Angel Reese right now?
I'm going to pull a Kevin Sheehan the way he talks about hockey, and I'm going to need you to tell me that.
Kiki Arefin. She has been cooking right now. She has like 4 double-doubles in like 5 games. She's shooting 50% from the field. And listen, I'm projecting that she will probably have a better career than Angel.
Ooh, Linnell's not going to like that one.
I was
listening to
Kiki Arefin guy here.
I was listening to his show. I think it was on Friday when he was doing this show. And he was talking. You guys talked WNBA on Friday?
Yes, we did. Touch on the W.
You know what I was doing? I was going to get my car serviced, and then I got royally screwed by the car service people. I'll tell you that story in a second.
They do that.
Oh, I was furious. But I was listening to Linnell, and he was mentioning how great of a rebounder she is, and she is a great rebounder. But it's like having this conversation with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. You could have that same conversation with like Jordan and Rodman. Who are you going to pick?
Yeah.
You know, one is really good at rebounding and gives great defensive effort. The other one is the best player in the world, potentially. Now, Caitlin Clark's not the best player in the world. I still think that's Asia Wilson at this moment in time, because she is unbelievable. But Caitlin Clark is much closer to that conversation than she is the conversation of, like, Dennis Rodman.
For sure.
I also don't know if Dennis Rodman is a slight at Angel Reese or, like, lifting her up, because Rodman was a Hall of Famer. He was a little wacky, so like I'm not trying to throw shade at her saying she's only Dennis Rodman. I mean, she's only an NBA Hall of Famer and one of the great defensive players of all time. That feels like it's not a shot at all. But the WNBA is going to have to figure out ways to strum up interest. Did you see this over the weekend, by the way? The Sparks were playing the Sky. I love the Sparks because I love Kelsey Plum. She's one of my favorite players in the WNBA.
I'm a Cam Brink guy, but
same team, though. You know,
fair.
Teammates.
I get it.
So Kelsey Plum went hard against Chicago. She had like 28-9 or something like that. But she had a play where she drives past Angel Reese, gets the layup, hits her with the too small.
Like a Heisman pose.
Hits her with the too small celebration. Now, if you don't know, Kelsey Plum is 5'8", Angel Reese is 6'3". Ooh. She is very much not too small to defend Kelsey Plum, but it what felt like the first like half of Caitlin Clark's career, or the first half of her season last year, where she was getting picked on, she was getting body checked, she was getting, not bullied, bullying's not the right word, but she was, the physicality was a thing, and it felt like people were hunting her so they could be physical with her.
Welcome to the league.
Angel Reese is in that portion of her career right now. It feels like everybody across the league has garnered some sort of like massive respect for Caitlin Clark. Hey, you actually were really good. Probably should have been on Team USA. Got the fever to the postseason despite starting bad. You deserve your place in this league. And now everybody is turning the attention to Angel Reese. Notice they're not bullying Paige Beckers the way that they were with Caitlin Clark last year. They're turning the attention to Angel Reese and saying, if we're going to give you a little bit of the business, can you actually back it up? And so far, the answer is no right now. Maybe there's time. I don't know. Maybe there's time. So let me tell you this car story real quick, because I was not happy about this. I am not going to name, just out of respect, because I am a respectful human being. I am not going to name the company that I was operating with or supposed to be operating with. But I will say I drive a certain brand of car. And that brand of car, it's a Mazda. Let me not say it like I'm driving a Porsche or something like that. But this brand, Mazda, does not have a lot of like big workshops around here. Yeah. So like I need my oil changed. I don't like going to like your general, not car specific, because one, I like to book appointments because I don't want to wait there all day. When I figured out you could book appointments, if you go to like a Mazda dealership, or I had a Volvo before, a Volvo dealership, my life completely changed. And I would encourage everybody to do that. Not a lot of Mazda dealerships around. And there was one that's in Alexandria, which is where I am residing now. And I was like, I could go there, but they don't have an option until like 2 weeks from now. And I was like, I don't know if I can go 2 weeks. So I was looking for some other dealerships around where I live, found a Toyota dealership, went online, tried to book it. Toyota drop down menu. What kind of car do you drive? Toyota or a Lexus? That's the only thing they work on. And I was like, dang it. Don't drive either one of those cars. But it's fine because you told me online that that was the only car that you only two cars you do business on. I go to the next one. About a half mile away, if that. Do the same whole process. Hit the website. Try to book a service, drop-down menu, Mazda's on the drop-down menu. I'm like, bet, this is sick. Book the thing, right? Now I booked the thing for Thursday of last week. I then found out that I was going to do Kevin's show, this show, on Thursday of last week. Had to make an adjustment. So I call them up. They didn't have a change it online service, which is fine. I call them up, and I'm like, hey, I have this appointment for my Mazda tomorrow. Something came up at work. Do you have availability on Friday? And they say, yep, we can do your Mazda on Friday. Now, what I just said is important, Max, because I said what they said. We can do your Mazda on Friday. Mazda in the sentence. That's important.
Correct.
I get there on Friday. First of all, because of the area we live in, parking lot sucks.
It's
not
their
fault. Parking lot sucks. It's just not a well-designed parking lot. I go like a weird way because I don't know where to park, and then I somehow get stuck because there's no outlet in the back of the parking lot. So I'm like, all right, I got a 16-point turn out of here because everything's so tight. Eventually, I park. I get in there, I go to the desk, and I'm like, hey, got an appointment here for a Mazda. Guy at the desk says, hey, I was looking at your appointment. I was like, sick, that's good news. He's like, we don't do Mazdas here. And I was like,
you didn't tell me that.
I was like, it was on the website. It was on the phone call. If you realized that prior, you could have called me.
Yeah.
And been like, hey, we can't do your Mazda. Instead, I just 16-point turned in the back of the parking lot. I got to now walk out and find another place to get my oil changed. The parking lot where I actually parked, the portion of the parking lot where I actually parked, also not very open. So there's like two dudes out there that are like chain smoking cigarettes watching me again, 18-point park out of the back of this thing because there's no room to actually fully back out and get out of here. It was not a great day for your boy. But Linnell, I was listening to Linnell in the process. I will say, as much as I love Linnell, I don't know that he is the one that I want to be listening to, as I am also raging in the car.
Yeah.
Because like it's a combination of my rage and then he's raging. So like it's like if rage goes Super Saiyan, that's kind of what I'm experiencing.
It's like a trampoline. You get that double bounce.
You get the double bounce. So when the rage was very, very high. I still haven't got my oil change, but I will sometime next week. All right. When we get back, news on the Commander's name change. If you want the name to change, you are not going to like it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day on the Team 980.
All right, the Washington Commanders' final preseason game is set. They will take on the Baltimore Ravens in Landover at noon on August 23rd. That is a Saturday. The Commanders have also announced that they are bringing back defensive tackle Carl Davis, likely to add a little bit more defensive depth before OTAs. Last night, the Hurricanes, they forced a game five. They won 3-0. Freddie Anderson turned around his recent struggles, saving 20 shots and earning the shutout. The Thunder, they go up 3-1 on the Timberwolves, 128-126. Shea with a 40 bomb, 9 rebounds and 10 assists. Jalen Williams finding his stroke, 6 of 9 from 3. Nice. And notched 34 points in the win. Tonight, you get the Pacers taking on the Knicks. They could go in at 8 p.m. on TNT. John Halliburton will be in attendance for the first time since his courtside confrontation with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the Edmonton Oilers looking to go up 3-1 on the Dallas Stars. They get going tonight at 8 on ESPN. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social
social slots, and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big debate coming up in 10 minutes. Is lemonade a juice? We got a poll on Twitter at the Team 980. You can go vote on that. We'll take some of your phone calls as well if you're passionate about the subject. Is lemonade a juice? We'll go around the horn in our studio, get everybody involved here. So that's coming up in about 10 minutes. I've already gotten some very nice responses to this question on social media, and I think we have a lot more to get to on that topic when we get there. I'm going to get Linnell on this topic as well, so I'll need him in about 10 minutes. But first, Max sent me this. It comes from the Washington Post. If you love the name Commanders, you are in luck. If you do not like the name Commanders, I have terrible news for you. According to Nikki Javala, the Washington Post, the Washington Post Scholar School poll, or Washington Post SCARG School poll, sorry. Don't know what this is, but this was a poll that says 61% of D.C. area sports fans are fans of the name Commanders, which is up 45% of area sports fans a year ago. Among all D.C. area residents, 53% say they are Commanders fans, while 45% do not root for the team. In 2023, 31% of D.C. area residents said they were Commanders fans and that the Commanders were their favorite local team. So why is this important? Because that means the tide is changing when it comes to the name itself. Now, I do have some degree of pushback here, if you don't mind, Max, before we get to the actual name itself here.
For sure.
I don't understand how these polls work without polling us. Were you asked about this?
No, but then again, I'm a Northern Virginia resident, not a DC resident. I know that Northern Virginia residents are included because there is a helpful little graphic that the Washington Post put in here. But yeah, how DC sports personalities, I feel like, need to be at least like
the
consulted.
Poll, I mean, this is what I would call a local poll. I wouldn't call it hyper local, but I would call it a local poll. So if you are from Northern Virginia, you should be added into this poll. If you are from Maryland, southern parts of Maryland, you should be added into the poll. If you're from Baltimore, I don't care. You shouldn't be in this poll.
Yeah, you're Ravens.
Go to the Baltimore Sun, right? But I feel like that should encompass everybody. It is local enough to where residents from everywhere should get it. Maybe they did an announcement about the poll. Maybe it was online. I don't know. I didn't see it. I would have liked to answer on this. It goes on to say later in the article that support for the Commander's name has also shifted among the D.C. area sports fans. A 53% majority like or love the name. That is up from 34% a year ago. Among Commanders fans in the D.C. metro area, 62% have a positive view of the name. That is up from 36% last year. They then quote some people. I don't really care about the quotes from people that I don't know. But the numbers I find to be interesting because we knew this was going to happen in some capacity. Now, I will admit, I don't love the name Commanders. I do like it more than I thought I would, but that's mostly because Jaden Daniels won.
Correct.
You could call them the Fighting Denton Days for all I care. If they're winning games,
I'm sure you'd love that.
I mean, I would hate that, actually. I don't need my face plastered everywhere. You could call them the Major Tutties for all I care, who, by the way, Major Tutty, he took the Zempies. He's a little bit more jacked nowadays. I don't know if you've realized that.
We got to get Major Tutty undergoing like a big transformation. He needs to go through puberty is what I'm saying. He needs to get tusks, get a little bit meaner in the face.
He put some muscle on. I don't know if it was the Zempies or the roids, but he did one of the two. I saw him
and JD5 have bulked up in the offseason.
Hopefully JD5 is way more clean. But yes, I agree with you. But the name itself, as long as the team wins, I really don't care anymore. I'm done with the name conversation. I know Kevin's going to be upset that I'm saying this on his program. With the microphone, I don't care as long as they win. When they started winning, the passion that had been relatively apathetic over the past couple of years was ignited. I felt like I was in middle school again. I felt like I was in high school again, caring about the team in ways that I had not done so in years prior. Now, part of that is because, like, when you're actually doing this, you do lose a little bit of the luster because it literally is, like, every single
day. Yeah.
And, man, let me tell you, during the Ron era, and during the Jack Del Rio era, it sucked most days.
It was a grind.
There was not a lot of good days when it came to doing this every single day. But last year there was, and the name was kind of like, it was fine.
It was in the background.
It was whatever. If you're still tying that to Dan Snyder, I don't have anything that's going to convince you away from that. But I'm going to think of it more related to Jaden Daniels than it is to Dan Snyder. Or to Jason Wright, or to Will Misselbrook, whatever that dude's name is that was here for like a cup of coffee, made a bunch of big changes, and then left to flee out west. I don't care about none of them dudes. I care about Jaden Daniels. And if the Commanders are going to be what it is moving forward, then I'm fine with it. Now, if they change it, I'm fine with it too. Like, I'm not anti-changing it to something else. If when they get this new stadium, and it's already started to be built, because I still think they're waiting on some of that stuff, once they start to build the stadium and it's clear that, like, the stadium is going to be here, they have jumped over all of the legal hurdles and they then decide we're going to change the name, I'm cool with that too.
Washington Warthogs, man. I'll say it on every program I'm on. Washington Warthogs. It's alliterative. Pays homage to the old days. It's perfect.
Still and, keep the W.
Yes, you can still use the W. And, like I said, meaning up Major Tutty, he would be the perfect mascot.
He would be the perfect mascot. He's already he ain't going nowhere.
Oh, of course. Major Tutty's here to stay.
The kids be loving old Major Tutty. So he's not going anywhere, regardless of what the name ends up being. I want the colors back more than anything. I didn't love some of the colors that we saw this past year. I know a lot of you were in the same boat.
Didn't realize how much I'd miss those uniforms until we lost them.
They're beautiful.
They're clean.
They are beautiful. We're crispy. On YouTube. You can watch us on YouTube. George chimes in on the chat on YouTube saying, what is the age of Commanders voters? That is a great question.
It is a great question.
I would guess just based off the way that the poll is done, it is going to be a more broad ranging age group. So it's not like they just went to 50-year-olds. It's not like they just went to 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
I don't know that the 18-year-olds know the Washington Post exists. Not a shot at the Washington Post, more a shot at the youth.
I also don't think they'd want to answer any questions from the media on something like this. I think they polled the number of participants is 1,667 D.C. area residents with a margin of error of 3.1 percentage points. That is the data.
I was not involved in that 1,600. I would like to be. I actually like poll questions. That's why we run them all the time on the show.
Yeah.
I'm a radio guy. I like poll questions. I would have loved to be in that. I don't think it's changing, at least for a couple years. But I was also, and maybe I would have to ask Ben Standing this, because I'm sure he would know better than I, and he'll join us at noon here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. I think you have to, there's a five-year period where you cannot change your name again. It's something with like licensing in the NFL, because they start pumping out product immediately, that you have to wait a certain amount of years before you change your name again after you change it the first time. The reason why they could go from Washington Football Team to Commanders the first time was because of the circumstances that surrounded them changing the name from Redskins to Washington Football Team to Commanders. But because it is Commanders, I believe the process has to be at least a five-year process. The Washington Football Team was just looked at as a transition period, a transition phase. They were progressive. It was a transition phase from the old name to what is now the Commanders. So I think we'd have to wait until at least, if it was started in 2022, we'd have to wait till at least 2027 before we get Commanders gone, if they decide to go that route. But people like it now, and they like it because the team is winning, and that's a nice problem to have. I don't think people would like it if the team went 2-15 or whatever last year. It's because they were fun to watch. You were going out to bars in December, January, and February, and you were watching meaningful, well, not February, maybe this year, but you were watching meaningful games with your team involved, and then the team happened to be stomping on opponents in the process of that, at least some of it. Before they ran into the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game. All right, coming up next, we get to the all-important debate. Is lemonade a juice? You can jump in on the phones, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We have a Twitter poll question up on the topic as well at the Team 980. Is lemonade a juice? We'll go around the horn. Plus, we'll get into more actual football-related Commanders things when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.